You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Port Edwards District Administrator and Ed Hoyer Elementary School Principal James Bina on Wednesday, March 11th. Thank you for joining me, Jim, to bring the community an update from the Port Edwards School District.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you very much for having me once again.
Yes, glad to have you here. Well, let's dive right in. As the principal of the elementary school there, you've got some elementary school updates. Tell me about the Do Good Wisconsin Cereal Box Challenge.
Yeah, that's a very, very exciting thing, Melissa. I'm very happy to talk about that. The Do Good Wisconsin Cereal Box Challenge, it took place for the second year in a row at Ed Hoyer Elementary School. The Cereal Box Challenge was led by our Port Edwards Parent Organization, or PEPO, and it was a three-week challenge. Our students and families were challenged to bring in boxes of cereal. We wanted to see how many boxes of cereal we could collect for the Wisconsin Rapids Area Food Pantry. Last year, in 2025, our students collected 504 boxes. In 2026, they collected 551 boxes. So kudos to our students and our families. They did a great job. So in the last 2 years, Ed Hoyer Elementary students have donated over 1,000 boxes of cereal to the Wisconsin Rapids Area Food Pantry. Way to go, Blackhawks.
Yeah, that is wonderful. That's a lot of cereal.
It is. It is. It's so fun because what our parents do is they take those boxes of cereal. What do you do with 500 boxes of cereal, right? That's a lot of, you need a really big closet or someplace to put them. They stack them up in our windows in front of the school. So as you walk up the sidewalk, you see Captain Crunch and you see Rice Krispies, and it's just a neat way to display them all. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the 3 weeks, we did a domino challenge. So we did something very similar last year. The parents came in for a few extra hours, our wonderful PEPO moms, Port Edwards Parent Organization, and they lined up all the boxes into like a snaking domino design. We brought our students in, we played some music, and then we let all the boxes go in a big domino line, and the kids just have a blast with that.
Oh, I bet.
We recorded it. We had a professional entertainment person set music to it who also recorded it, and that video is on our school Facebook page right now. So
fun.
That's really cool. And so that video is also being submitted to the Do Good Wisconsin program, and they are judging that video on creativity and how well it was done and put together. And last year, our video got fourth place in the state.
Okay.
And we're hoping, of course, that we do it fourth place or better this year as well.
That's awesome. How fun.
Yeah.
And then did teachers do any classroom activities to go along with this for students?
They just really promoted it really well in the classrooms. You know, it was a competition, and our Port Edwards Parent Organization group, they gave a prize on every Friday to the winning class that collected the most boxes.
Nice.
We have two sections of kindergarten. We have a section of kindergarten, Mrs. Henney's classroom, a shout out to Mrs. Henney's room. 17 students, they collected 116 boxes of cereal.
Oh, wow.
So way to go, Mrs. Henney's classroom. for collecting 116 boxes, they were the winning classroom.
Top classroom there in the kindergarten room.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was a lot of fun. The kids had fun with it. It was something that was very relatable to them.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Everybody loves cereal.
Everybody loves cereal. Every kid knows cereal. Yeah. So
it's the best snack, dry. It's a good breakfast food. I mean, you can eat it for dinner, but
absolutely.
Maybe not every day.
So, yeah, it's something very relatable for the kids, and they can walk down the grocery aisle and say, Mom and Dad, if kids are hungry, that's something I know what that is, and we can give it to the food pantry for other families. So it's a really cool thing to do every year.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
So you've got more going on at the elementary school. Of course, there's probably more than we could actually cover here today, but let's dive into the March Book Madness.
Yes. Mrs. Wilhorn, one of our amazing teachers at Ed Hoyer Elementary, Amanda teaches second grade, is leading March Book Madness again at Ed Hoyer. Each day she emails two kind of competing elementary level books to all of our staff members, and the books are displayed up on the smart boards in each classroom. Our students vote on them, and Mrs. Wilhorn has a bracket created on the wall in the library. And then just like you would see for a high school or college basketball tournament, that winning book from each day's votes, it advances on. And then we get down to the final two, and the whole school votes on those. We do a vote every day, until we get to that championship book level and then the winning book. I will be reading to the entire school here at the end of the tournament.
Oh, fun.
So our kids are hearing so much about, you know, March Madness in the media, and they're hearing about basketball tournaments, and they hear brackets, and they don't may not know what that is, but we are incorporating the love of reading and library books in with March Madness in order to kind of connect them to what's happening in our society right now, and also the love of books.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great way to do it. I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody doing it quite that way. Mm-hmm. Is this your first year doing that?
We did it last year as well, and I think they've done it in prior years prior to that also.
Do you remember what the winning book was last year?
Not off the top of my head. No, I don't.
Do you have any that you're gunning for that you hope win?
I don't play favorites. I just made the best book win, right?
I have a young friend, a niece of mine that comes over a lot, and we had tacos the other night. Okay. So we had to read and listen to every version of Dragons Love Tacos.
Oh, excellent. Great book.
That we could find on YouTube. So that is a great book.
Very fun. Very fun. Yep. It's getting to be the end of the winter here in Wisconsin. We're still indoors a lot with our weather. So just really trying to inspire our kids to read more and motivate them and just constantly reminding them of the importance of reading and the love of reading.
Yeah, reading is great.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about math, another great subject, Math 24 competition.
Yes, the Math 24 competition for our upper elementary grades. Math 24 is a competition that is held in the Wisconsin Rapids area each year during February and March. And we have competing elementary and middle school students from Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, private schools, Port Edwards. And we have local competitions in fourth and fifth grade in Port Edwards. And it's a, similar to the bracket challenge, it's kind of an elimination where students are competing against each other. The classroom teacher leads it, and it's getting math facts accurately. And it's a timed event, and who can get them done as quickly as possible and as accurately as possible. And then you have a final group of students from your school get to go and compete at the regional event.
Ooh.
Well, we had 5 fifth grade students and 5 fourth grade students from Port Edwards. They went and they competed at the Performing Arts Center up at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School last Thursday. And, of course, we are small but mighty in Port Edwards. We do fantastic things with our students and our staff. Competing against much larger schools, we had a second place finisher at one of the grade levels, and we had a third place finisher at one of the grade levels as well in the Math 24 competition. Locally, that was led by Mrs. Ellie Bogdan. So a shout out to Mrs. Bogdan, one of our fourth grade teachers at Hoyer Elementary.
How wonderful. And what great accolades for those young people to win those awards in a difficult subject, for at least for me. Math is difficult for me. So, but for people who love math, that's incredible.
And Melissa, to watch these kids do math so rapidly and so accurately, I've yet to see an adult that's not impressed by it.
It's be blown away.
Very,
for sure.
Very impressive. Our students, at all of our schools in the area that are in this competition, they are fantastic math students.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And the Read Across America Week is going to be happening here soon. When does that take place?
Read Across America Week was actually the first week of March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to give a recap about that. We celebrated that the 2nd through the 5th at Ed Hoyer Elementary. We had a great time. Again, Read Across America is all about reminding our students about the importance of reading, the love of reading. And during Read Across America Week, we really celebrate Dr. Seuss and the fun that we get out of reading. So every day there was unique dress-up days. The kids were dressed up like twins. They had crazy hats on. They had crazy outfits on. Just really having fun during the school year and the school week and tying it back to the love of reading. So those dress-up days were fun. We culminated it with a school-wide reading event last Thursday where our upper elementary students, they joined younger students in the classroom and they read their favorite books to them.
Oh, nice.
So we really kind of combined our whole school into like small families and we kind of read together. So that was nice. That was a really cool week, Read Across America Week.
So now I know you know some titles of Dr. Seuss. Do you have a Dr. Seuss favorite? Because mine is Green Eggs and Ham.
That's, you know, that is a...
That's a classic.
That's a classic, it is. I would say probably The Lorax.
Yeah.
The Lorax teaches such a, you know, such an important lesson about our environment. So I enjoy that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we take a pause here to hear from our sponsors? I'm Melissa Kay, talking with District Administrator Jim Bina. You're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Port Edwards District Administrator Jim Bina, and we've been talking about updates at the Ed Hoyer Elementary School, where you are principal. And now let's move into high school updates. You've got the Spirit of Excellence Award you wanted to talk about today, Jim. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me on, Melissa. I am so excited to announce that John Edwards High School Student Council won the Spirit of Excellence Award. This award is given to very few schools in the state. It's a portfolio created by student leaders to celebrate achievements within their school that surround five pillars. The pillars are leadership, spirit, service, academics, and extracurriculars. The portfolio is submitted to the Wisconsin Association of School Councils. From there, a selection of WASC stakeholders and partners select one middle school and one high school winner from each of the six regions in the state of Wisconsin. Hmm. Once those winners are chosen, one is selected as a state winner. So John Edwards High School was selected out of one of six regions, and they won a regional Spirit of Excellence Award.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Our student council wanted to showcase the great things that they did within the school as well as out in the community. Our senior student council officers are Evie Fletcher, Taylan McDonald, and Brianna Ingram. And their advisors are Mrs. Tammy Griffith and Kelly Kalinske. They put together the Spirit of Excellence portfolio showcasing the wonderful and unique things we do at John Edwards High School. All of the events within the portfolio took place in 2025, and they fell within the categories that I listed before: leadership, spirit, service, academics, and extracurriculars.
Hmm.
Along with all of the events that they listed, and they listed 25 fantastic things that our student council does in the calendar year of 2025, they had to submit a diamond project, which is a standalone entry that was incredibly impactful for the school. The project took about 2 weeks to complete with all of our students and the student council advisors and many hours of revising and fixing. The project was submitted on February 1st for evaluation. And as I mentioned, John Edwards High School was announced as the Region 2 winner this year. Not only are they the Region 2 winner, but they were also chosen as the high school state winner.
Oh, wow.
So John Edwards High School is the state champion in 2025 for the Spirit of Excellence Award.
Wow. Congratulations to not only the students, but the parents, the staff. I mean, that has got to feel really, really fulfilling to have that accolade.
Absolutely, Melissa. We have known for years and it's not that we are showing off, but we are showing so that people know and so that they're aware. We know that our students and staff do fantastic thing at John Edwards High School. Like I mentioned, we are small, but we are mighty.
Mm-hmm.
We do amazing things at our small little, in our small village and in our small high school. But this was just, it's nice to get this recognition and be known as the state winner for doing, you know, some of the best work in the state of Wisconsin.
And what a great thing for those students that are on the student council to be able to have that experience, and having gone through that process, that is going to set them up for future successes.
Absolutely. I think it was evidence, Melissa, that, you know, they can reflect back on, and it shows them that, you know, doing good things, it just doesn't impact one thing at a time, but you look at the grand scope of everything that you're doing, you can have an incredible impact in your entire region.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to mention the recognition that our student council received for this. On March 10th, our advisors, Mrs. Griffith, Mrs. Kalinske, and those three senior officers, Evie Fletcher, Taylan McDonald, and Brianna Ingram, they traveled to Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee for a special recognition, with the Wisconsin Association of School Councils and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, wow.
So they got to attend the game, and they received a banner that will be displayed at school, as well as a traveling trophy that will stay at John Edwards High School for 1 year with our name etched on it. So we are so proud of our student council for winning the Spirit of Excellence Award. Hours and hours of work went into creating the portfolio, and of course, literally hundreds of hours of volunteer time that they put into all of the events that improved our community, improved our region, helped others, and they put together into this award. So, you know, hats off to our student council. Way to go.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah.
And another student achievement that is years in the making, our solo and ensemble that took place on March 7th. You said you have students going to state that's coming up here soon.
Absolutely. Each year, middle school and high school students in both choral and instrumental, they have the opportunity to play solos or play in small groups, also known as ensembles, at a regional level. And they are judged and evaluated by area music experts. And we performed at Ullman Bancroft High School on March 7th. And from that competition against other regional schools, we have seven students who are going on to state.
Wonderful.
So congratulations to all of our choral and instrumental students who participated in regional solo ensemble. And to those seven students who are going on to state, I'd like to give a shout out to Mrs. Tammy Parshesky, our choral teacher, and to Ms. Emily Anderson, our band instructor. Thank you for all of your leadership.
Wonderful. Congratulations to those students that all performed and to those going on to state. I'm sure we'll get an update from you at a future visit on how that went.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as we are recording this, we're looking ahead a week, but as you're listening to this, students are already on spring break.
Yes.
And do you look forward to spring break time of year?
Spring break is... Absolutely. Absolutely, Melissa. Spring break is something that we have on the calendar every year, and students and staff alike, we kind of have our eye on that, and we know that that's a time when we can rest, when we can recharge. Some people travel locally, and some people travel internationally as well.
Particularly your Spanish students.
Our Spanish students. Thank you for that lead-in, Melissa.
Yeah.
We have a group of 11 students, as well as advisors, and our high school Spanish teacher, Mrs. Rachel Frizzell. Mrs. Frizzell has organized an international trip to Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
So as we are playing this show right now, we have 11 John Edwards High School students, and as I mentioned, Mrs. Frizzell and advisors in Costa Rica. And they are doing a variety of cultural activities, immersing themselves with families, seeing cities, seeing villages, learning about the geography, the culture, the music, the food, learning all about Central America and South American culture. They are spending the full week of spring break, and I believe their return date is the 24th. So it's an outstanding opportunity for our students who, they're in the classroom, they're learning Spanish, they're kind of learning things indirectly about Spanish, tasting some foods and singing some songs. This is a real-life opportunity to immerse
themselves into the culture and the language and the foods. What a great opportunity for those students. I have to admit, I'm a little jealous.
Absolutely. I've got to believe the weather's a little nicer down there, Melissa.
More than likely. We'll just go with that.
We will. That's right.
We're projecting into the future right now, Jim, and then also across, you know, international deadlines. So.
I would assume it's a little nicer down there. So I hope they're enjoying themselves.
I do too.
Yeah.
So we're ACT testing just took place with students.
Yep. ACT testing took place for some of our high school students on March 11th. Springtime of the year is when we do standardized testing for the state of Wisconsin. So we have the ACT test currently taking place. We have what's called the forward exam for three different grade levels in our K-12 school. The testing window for that forward exam is March 16th through April 24th. Testing is scheduled and led by our building counselors, Mrs. Ayers at the middle and high school, and Mrs. Lizitz at the elementary. So a lot of planning and preparation goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
And the results of those exams, they are a component in the analysis of our state report card. So those are very important tests.
Mm-hmm. And then do we got a, in our last minute here, a couple quick referendum updates?
Sure, absolutely. We do have some work happening over spring break here this week with referendum. We are finalizing bids for our mechanical controls work that's going to happen at the elementary this summer. And we are also replacing some heating and air conditioning units that are on top of our middle school roof this week as well. So a lot of details, a lot of planning that are still going into our referendum projects.
Yeah, and some important updates. And then spring sports.
Spring sports, absolutely. Track started this past week. Softball is starting here during spring break, and baseball is starting next week. So, you know, that's a great sign that, you know, Melissa, before we know it, the grass will be green.
Yeah, that is what I look forward to the most in spring, I got to admit.
Absolutely. Spring sports are starting. We'll be seeing those robins soon in green grass.
So. And some dandelions. Sorry for all you haters out there, but I love them.
We're just excited for the warmer weather.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Jim. I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with Port Edwards District Administrator and Ed Hoyer Elementary School Principal James Bina. Thank you for talking with me today, Jim.
Thank you, Melissa.
And thank you to listeners joining us for News in Our Community on Perspective, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.